Powerful People. Encyclopedia Galactica presents biographies of notable people in the galaxy. This week, Aisling Duval. She could have been emperor, fashion icon, brand ambassador for the color blue, hairpiece denier, anti-slavery activist, alleged right-wing isolationist sympathizer, despised enemy of Salome, and supplier of super-strength shields. 30-year-old Aisling Duval, an upstanding member of the Imperial family and the eldest child of Mad Prince Harold Duval and Imogen Eccentrica Gabrielini, an exotic entertainer, has been a staunch opponent of all forms of narcotic, after she heard how her mother died of an aneurysm related to a narcotics overdose very shortly after giving birth to the bouncing baby princess. Popular with her subjects, the people's princess, who lives in a magnificent palace on Emerald in the Semies system, was a strong contender to become the new emperor on the death of Emperor Hengist. Her claim was dealt a blow when her father Harold was declared not of sound mind due to his dissolute lifestyle. Her claim foundered completely when Arissa Lavigny Duval revealed that she was Aisling's aunt, having been sired during a bit of unplanned rompy-pumpy between the late Emperor and Florence Lavigny, wife of Prince Aristide de Lavigny. As Aisling's mother wasn't married to the Emperor either, this gave the crown to Arissa. Aisling is not bitter about having missed out for the top job, not even slightly. Oh no, not Aisling. Claims that she's been scheming with Nova Imperium figurehead Adrian Duval to overthrow Arissa are entirely false, baseless, scurrilous rumours. Famed for her flowing blue locks, Princess Aisling has repeatedly denied disgraced ex-Princess Kahina Loren's claims that she wears an artificial hairpiece. Loren allegedly once threatened to reveal the bald truth of her claims, but failed to follow through on something that might have changed the course of galactic history. Just how much Wiggy Duval really is follically challenged remains a matter for speculation. Aisling frequently appears on chat shows on Imperial Holovid networks. One of her most memorable appearances was on Celebrity Pets in 3301, during which she declared that the pets in Senator Zermina Torval's private zoo were treated better than the slaves in the Empire. Princess Aisling has taken a strong and principled stand against slavery of all kinds. Her campaigning group Stop Slavery Stupid campaigned mainly against the non-imperial kind of slavery, but following the merger between that charity and Universal Liberty, under the banner Unchain, she increased her campaigning for an end to the system of indentured labour known as imperial slavery. In June 3305, she bought 4,000 prematurely liberated slaves at Port Isabel in Eotienses, explaining that imperial slaves cannot simply be returned to the wild like animals. The Blue Rinse Princess has been romantically associated with Senator Denton Petraeus, with whom she had a dalliance in early 3301, with elderly Senator Caspian Leopold, with anti-slavery campaigner Jarl Toredo, and with Federal Ambassador to Semies, Jordan Rochester. There was a scandal in 3304 when Aisling became engaged to Ambassador Rochester after experiencing one of his diplomatic functions, only to have the engagement break up when it was discovered that she was spending her nights snuggled up with Jarl Toredo, who is known to be an expert with chains. Princess Duval is known throughout the galaxy as the supplier of prismatic shields, a form of much stronger shields shaped like twin cones of invincibility around the ship. The prismatic princess continues to see much temporary loyalty from those keen to get a bit of the prismatic action for themselves. Tune in next week for another of the galaxy's powerful people.